This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Did you know that nearsightedness causes people to make bad decisions about money? I'm talking about a kind of myopia that can't be fixed by the optometrist. It's the human tendency to see the future as hazy and the present as sharply in focus. Behavioral economists have a fancy name for it, hyperbolic discounting. Before I get to treatments for this, let's learn more about the condition. Joseph Cable is a neuroscientist in the Department of Psychology at the University of Pennsylvania.
If you were to ask me, do I want $40 today or $40 a week from now, I would say I want it today. But I'd also probably say I want $40 today over $45 a week from now. This discounting process is particularly steep when you move from now to just past now. So there seems to be a big drop-off as you go any distance from the here and now.
I mean, there's a lot at stake with this idea of hyperbolic discounting. I mean, it hurts your ability to save. It hurts your ability to, say, live a healthy lifestyle.
It's applicable in any case where people have to make trade-offs between costs and benefits that occur at different times. It affects policy decisions about how you're going to allocate a country's budget between immediate priorities and future priorities. It affects your own personal finance decisions about how you're going to allocate your budget.
So I'm looking for a cure for hyperbolic discounting, Professor. If not a cure, then maybe a strategy or two to curb my enthusiasm for hyperbolic discounting. What about this idea? I heard about this idea. Maybe I could interview my future self about the wisdom of some money decision that I have to make. What about that?
So most of the things that I know of that reduce discounting share this feature that they ask us to step out of the here and now and think about what we would be doing in the future. So one case is where you step out of the here and now and you get to see what you would look like as a 90-year-old individual.
There's an app that does that, makes your face look older, scaring you into saving. Even better idea, why not talk to a real person who could represent the interests of David Brancaccio's future? So I visited the man I'd like to be decades from now. Herb Mayer is 93, a gifted entrepreneur with a way with money that got him from humble origins in Brooklyn to a comfortable life in Southern California. Question one for my future self, I mean Herb. I could put $10,000 away for retirement, but it could rise to $16,000 if we cancel the much-needed family vacation. Herb's answer is swift.
I do half that you for planning, and then you can do it both ways.
So split the difference. Downsize the vacation, maybe something with no plane tickets or no kids. Next question, fixing up our Nixon-era kitchen by borrowing $50,000 at these low interest rates. Herb says, no, do what you can now with the money at hand.
Yeah, I would like to see you do the things that are inexpensive now and when you have the chance to do what you can do and bring a lot of money to the table.
Well, you don't want me to borrow for this?
No, it's ridiculous.
You don't like borrowing, do you?
No, never liked borrowing.
What do you think it is?
I just think it's a tough way to make a buck.
93-year-old Herb Mayer helping me battle that personal finance scourge called hyperbolic discounting. You can read my article about this in the New York Times this morning, part of a special Your Money section. The Times and Marketplace are calling this my biggest financial lesson. The Times piece is a horrifying rendering of what my face is supposed to look like when I'm like 97 years old. The newsprint version of the paper, NewYorkTimes.com and Marketplace.org for more of our biggest financial lessons.